The Holy Word for Morning Revival, Crystallization Study of Exodus, Volume 3 by Witness Lee. Week 15 Outline. Subject, the Word of God being a realm of light in the experience of God's loving seekers. Scripture reading, 1 John 1:5 through 7. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. Isaiah 50:10-11. Who among you fears Jehovah? Who hears the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of Jehovah and rely on his God. Indeed, all of you who kindle a fire, who surround yourselves with firebrands, walk into the light of your fire and into the firebrands which you have lit. You will have this from my hand. You will lie down in torment. Psalms 36, verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Psalms 119, verses 130 and 105. The opening of your words gives light, understanding to the simple. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalms 19, verse 8b. The commandment of Jehovah is clear, enlightening the eyes. Day 1 Outline. Roman numeral 1. The function of the word is the function or operation of God himself. Roman numeral 2. The divine light is the nature of God's expression. It is the source of the divine truth. A. Light is God's shining, God's expression. When God is expressed, the nature of that expression is light. 1. To walk in the divine light is to live, move, act, and have our being in the divine light, which is God himself. 2. The shining of the divine light makes old things new. 3. If we are under God's dispensing, we participate in God's nature as light and are constituted with this element of his nature. B. The divine light is the source of the divine truth. 1. When the divine light shines upon us, it becomes the truth, which is the divine reality. 2. When the divine light shines, the divine things become real to us. 3. Because light is the source of truth, and truth is the issue of light, when we walk in the light, we practice the truth.